following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things happening in the sports world, even though, like I said, we're in the dog days of summer right now. Henrik Stenson looking to win his first major championship. Phil Mickelson looking for his first victory in like 62 or 63 goes at it, and it's been like since 2013, I believe, since that guy's won. I'm not upset about it, to be honest with you. I'd like to see Henrik Stenson win this thing. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I have to acknowledge that Phil Mickelson is right there with him. And this, for a guy who took so long to win that first major on Easter Sunday about 10 years ago, I think this might be the last one for Phil. I don't see him putting together another round despite how poorly he played on Saturday. Shoots a 63 on what was Thursday or Friday, so he stays right in the hunt. So they'll go down to 18 and maybe play some overtime holes today.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting tournament because I don't think it gets the kind of viewership that it probably should, and it has to do with the fact that it'll be over by like 1 o'clock Eastern or whatever it is. And not enough people are getting up at 4 a.m. to check it out. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back. We'll get into this and some other stuff on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Anything on your mind is definitely on our mind, so bring it to the table. We have not spoken enough about NFL football, Jeff. We really haven't. I know you and I both love talking NFL football. And there's always something to talk about when you're talking about the NFL. I don't even know where to start. Do we start with Tom Brady? Do we start with Isaiah Crowell? Do we start with, like you said,
Von Miller going back to the Broncos?
Obviously going back to Denver. I mean, there's a lot of good things to talk about, and then there's always a little bit of the in the gray area stuff to talk about. Maybe let's start with Tom Brady. First and foremost, this is something that's taken like 2 years to deal with.
545 days since that 2015 AFC Championship game.
I mean, in all honesty, at this point, look, I think it was something that should have taken place right away. If not at that Super Bowl, the next year. And when you blew it there by all of the ways of people to get out there and get themselves exonerated from things that have happened to them or whatever, he went to a higher court. He got out of it. But yet the NFL... this huge marketing toy and just a something that's in so much control had to win. I hate to say it, but that's how I see it. They had to win. And now Tom Brady, like you said, 540 some odd days later, is going to sit out 4 games. He's not going to fight. He's not going to take it to a higher court. And to be honest with you, at this point, I think it's stupid. I think it should have happened almost 2 years ago. And at this point, I don't know what the significance of it is other than the NFL saying we won.
Right. So it's Jimmy Garoppolo at the Cardinals. And then he's got 3 home games. He's got the Dolphins, Texans, and Bills at home. I think that if you could come out of that 2-2, you get Tom Brady back on the field October 9th versus the Cleveland Browns. New England season is not ruined by something like this.
No.
I don't know that they can go 2-2. I don't know how good the Bills and the Texans are going to be. I think that that's a loss at Glendale
to open
the season on September 11th. I think the Cardinals would have had a hard time, I think that the Patriots would have had a hard time with the Arizona Cardinals on the road, whether number 12 was under center or not. But, you know, you get back on track, you get to play the Browns, you get kind of a layup in week 5, and then the gauntlet continues. It's Bengals, Steelers, the Bills again. They get the Seahawks at home in a rematch of the Super Bowl from 2 years ago. This could be a really interesting season for the New England Patriots. It's also looks to be an interesting season as the Denver Broncos turn the page. And will it be Mark Sanchez? Will it be Trevor Siemian? Probably not going to be Paxton Lynch, but you know you're going to have Von Miller chasing the quarterback for another 6 years. And I think that is huge for John Elway and his Denver Broncos organization.
Oh, yeah. No, that was probably the biggest move for them out of any of the moves, out of all the moves put together. I guess that's what I'm really trying to say. You bring back Von Miller. You've got yourself a guy that's going to be ahead of the defense, a guy that can obviously get you some huge plays, sacks, turnovers, you name it. The guy just wreaks havoc out there on the field. So,
and you know where Super Bowl 51 is being played? It's being played in Houston, Texas, which is a very familiar land for the Denver Broncos head coach, Gary Kubiak.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, I think that's all good there in Denver for them. And like you said, the question is who's going to lead them under center on the offensive side of the ball? That's definitely a question mark. And I think you have to be aware that the way that they won last year is not a model or a way that you want to go about having to win championships. You do need to have a quarterback that can make some plays and not just manage the game and have your defense go out there and obviously carry the weight for you. That doesn't happen that often, Jeff. I mean, like you said, maybe two or three times in the past 15, 20 years, we've seen those kinds of opportunities present themselves with maybe Baltimore, with maybe Tampa Bay.
With Seattle, I would say Seattle's right there, and I would even give a nod to Denver's defense last year. I know you say the name Peyton Manning, it's hard to spit out the word game manager in association with it, but we're talking about Peyton Manning at the end, not Peyton Manning in his prime. So I think that this was definitely right up there with the 2000 Baltimore Ravens, with the 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, with the Seahawks from a couple of years ago. Both teams that went to the Super Bowl were very managed by Ron.
Yeah. I mean, look, bottom
Wilson relied heavily on the running game, much like Mitt. You know, they Manning did win his one Super Bowl with the help of some great defensive play and the running game of one Joseph Addai.
Yeah. Look, Hag, I want to go back to something. And I just want to see where you stand on this. The Tom Brady deal with sitting out the four games, not putting up a fight and taking it to another court, obviously. And the NFL just having to win. How does everything sit with you? Like, I know I was bothered at the time, and I wanted Tom Brady because I felt it hard to believe that this guy didn't know about the balls being deflated a little bit and this and that and the other. But it's 2 years later. Like, what does this mean at this point? Like, other than the fact that the NFL says we won, you're going to sit out your four games. You didn't do it when we wanted you to, but you're going to sit those four games out no matter what. Like, how does that sit with you?
I think it's very ego-driven. You know, one thing at the end of the day to remember is that Roger Goodell runs the most successful, probably by far, sports faction in North America. And I think that we take a lot of the bad with the good, and we see what an ego-driven maniac this guy has been time after time, with punishments being completely arbitrary based on what I could only guess is what side of the bed Roger Goodell woke up on that particular morning.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting. It's weird. And, you know, everybody loves him because he obviously, you know, helps the NFL make tons and tons of money. But, you know, there was a time when people were calling for his head, and that's obviously been quieted immensely. But
well, if not him, then who? I mean, are you going to make Troy Vincent the commissioner of the NFL? Or are you going to take some owner? Are you going to make Jerry Jones the commissioner of the NFL? I just don't know a good name in waiting that would be much different. I didn't have the greatest reviews of Paul Tagliabue either. It's just it's a thankless position, and it leaves itself open to much criticism. And Roger Goodell has deserved just about every word of it. Maybe Bill Simmons and Ben Affleck have gone a little too far with it.
Oh, but you know what? I'm not huge into watching other sports guys, to be honest with you. But I did watch that Bill Simmons. What does he have? It's called like Any Given Wednesday or something like that.
That's right.
And I did catch the interview with Aaron Rodgers, and I'll be honest with you. I thought his interview with Aaron Rodgers was one of the cooler interviews that I've ever seen, because it wasn't really like that much about football. It was just kind of like about life and, you know, just letting Aaron Rodgers talk about like who he is and what he likes to do. And I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was a pretty darn good interview. Did you catch it the other day or no?
I haven't caught a minute of that show other than the controversial clips. So we'll see what Simmons has to bring. I'll catch up on it on the HBO Go app.
Yeah, catch up, because I think that you'll find that interview pretty cool, because I really found it to be an awesome interview. And I'm not, like I said, I don't watch a lot of other sports people because I just want to be me and I don't want to sound or copy or be anything like anybody else. Anyways, we got to take a quick break. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dwarf Man. More to come on the other side. I want to get into this Isaiah Crowell thing because that dude's a little bit out there if you ask me. Keep it close. It's Dwarf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dwarf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich is with me as he is each and every week. Sometimes he's here and sometimes I'm not, as you may have found out last week. But for the most part, we are here together. We do welcome thoughts, encourage opinions, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Get at us at Twitter, or on Twitter, I should say, by Jeff Rich, at Dwarf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. If you are watching the Open Championship, it's a two-man race. Henrik Stenson and one Phil Mickelson. Not the biggest Phil Mickelson fan myself, to be honest with you. I would not mind seeing Henrik Stenson win this thing. JB Holmes, a distant, and I do mean distant, third at 7 under par. These guys are ripping it up at 16 under, and the next closest guy is 7 under. Maybe that's what makes golf not that interesting, is that there's a lot of times when you do not have four or five guys, six guys in the race for the championship or the trophy or whatever on Sunday. Is that, and without Tiger and all his stuff, or Rory or Jordan Spieth, it really takes a lot of the air out of that. And Jason Day, for that matter, takes a lot of the air out of that for me, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at Rory McIlroy, he's in the clubhouse. He's 12 shots off the pace, so it's not going to happen for him. I mean, is JB Holmes a big enough name for you? Obviously, Phil Mickelson's a big name. Henrik Stenson should be a bigger name than he is. I just think that he hasn't been at the top in enough majors to really move the needle with anyone. But I'll tell you what, these guys go 16 under going into the 13th hole on Sunday. I think it makes for a heck of a finish, and it's exactly what you want at the Open Championship, even if it's not a five-man race. A two-man race that's this close and this dominant could be just as interesting.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, I just got so comfortable in those years when it was so fun to watch every Sunday when, you know, you were watching Tiger Woods just go out there and do things that we had never, ever seen been done on a golf course. And
is it less fun because there's not one name that's always being chased? It's kind of an ensemble approach to the top of the golf rankings and these big tournaments.
Not only that, man, I just think, you know, I think if you know me and you know where I'm going with this, I'm a guy that likes seeing dominance. I like seeing greatness. And right now, I would say the golf is lacking a little bit of greatness. Yeah, we've had it. You know, Jordan Spieth kind of like held on to it for a few months, and Jason Day has kind of been there a few times too, but we haven't seen greatness in golf like we saw with Tiger since Tiger fell apart. Let's be honest.
Maybe we should appreciate Tiger for that much. In the same way that we appreciated Michael, even though we tried to make Kobe into Michael, we're trying to make LeBron into Michael. And I think that sometimes you got to let these eras stand on their own. I think that you have to appreciate Tiger for what it was, but it shouldn't be the bar of expectation, which might mean a lot of people don't tune in for golf. And I think that that's exactly what's happening, and that's what you're alluding to here.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't care who shows me that greatness, you know? I mean, because we all know that the torch has to get passed, you know, in every single sport. The torch, we all see it get passed. And like you said, you mentioned Michael, Kobe, LeBron. It was passed to all those guys, you know, starting with Michael. And I just think that that's what, if you want compelling in sports, if you want people to stand by you and to really get excited about what your sport has to bring, then there has to be some sort of person that shows us greatness. Yes or no?
Absolutely. Where are you seeing greatness right now? I mean, other than the basketball floor where we have these, you know, this very, very top heavy league. I think that there's, you know, this is probably the golden age of quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah,
so we're seeing greatness there.
Yep.
You know, and it's no coincidence that the great coaches in college football have their team in that playoff year, or, you know, before the playoff, the BCS Bowls, year in and year out, even if they aren't necessarily playing for a national championship. That's greatness that you have to turn over every 3 or 4 years, talent-wise. You have to go out and get it. You have to develop it, and you have to put a game plan together and make it happen on the field. And that's why you have, you know, the Mount Rushmore of Saban, Meyer, perhaps Jimbo Fisher. I would still put Pete Carroll on that college football mountain for bringing USC back to relevance, even though they obviously fell off a little bit in the wake of him going to the NFL. You know, Lane Kiffin, Ed Orgeron, and now, you know, Clay Helton carries the ship. So, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. You have to go to Bowling Green. You have to go to Utah. You have to go to Michigan State and build up to where you could take over one of those destination programs.
Yeah, and that's just the whole point is when I talk about greatness, I don't necessarily just mean athletes. Greatness is all over the place when you think about it. And coaches can be great. That there's certain places that you go visit that you look out and you just see greatness in what you're seeing, and greatness is just something that it should be very attractive to people, to be honest with you. And that's why I don't understand when you see all the haters that are out there and they like get on people like LeBron or now the new villain in the NBA, Kevin Durant, and they start hating guys because they want to achieve what I call greatness. And that's winning championships and being really well respected by your peers and everybody else in the business of whatever it is, whether it's basketball, baseball, football, tennis, coaching, like you said, being a great police officer, everywhere, man. You name it, there is greatness all around us, and we just have to understand that it's in so many different forms and waves, and it isn't just talking about an individual in sports. I'm talking about greatness in general all over the world. And I think you're kind of getting my point.
Right. You know, and if you don't mind me shifting gears, you brought up being a great police officer. You know, I'm close to the Cleveland sports scene, and I saw some disturbing news on, I want to say it was Saturday or Sunday of last week, kind of carried into the Monday news cycle, and that's Isaiah Crowell. In the wake of the Dallas shootings, in the wake of Philando Castile in Minnesota and Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And by the way, Sunday morning, three officers shot in Baton Rouge. So we are far from a peaceful state in this nation. But Crowell kind of flamed the fire a little bit, or fueled the fire a little bit, with his Instagram post depicting a police officer having his throat slashed. I think that I speak for the consensus, whether you're conscious of these, you know, just efforts for social justice or not. You know, it made a lot of people angry. It made the chief of the Cleveland Patrolmen's Association union in Cleveland demand an apology. He didn't accept the statement. Crowell goes on, you know, Facebook Live, posts an apology. And, you know, everybody's calling for his head. I don't think that everything's a terminatable offense. And I think that the conversation that it sparked, though, it was a heinous decision for him to post that photo. You make it a teachable moment. You move on. He's going to catch some boos. He is donating his first game check to the Fallen Police Officers Memorial Fund in Dallas as an act of contrition. And as you know, I'm the son of a police officer, so I'm one of those people that would be offended by an image like that, if not most of society. And I'm willing to move on. I'm willing to stop fighting and absorb some of the hatred from the other side, as long as we can learn and grow as a people.
Look, man, what's going on in this country, and I know we're not a political show by any means or anything, but I think, you know, we have to address some of the things that are going on, because they do affect the sports world too. The ESPYs was a great example. You saw LeBron James, D. Wade, and some other guys speaking.
Much respect for that. Much respect for what they did.
You know, and I think that that's kind of what it's going to take, is you need to have these really big celebrity voices to kind of take over and let people know that this is a time to come together in every single way, you know, and you know, music brings people together. Sports brings people together. I also think terror and destruction should be something that brings people together instead of continuing to pull us apart. And I think it's,
you know what I, you know what I want to see. What I want to see. I want to see Les Miles and Leonard Fournette, the faces of Baton Rouge and the current landscape. I want to see them come together and ask their community for peace, because this is, you know, we had one incident with a civilian. Now we have an incident with public servants, and it needs to stop. We need peace, and, you know, we need to be willing to make the extra effort.
It's interesting, too. Well, not only that, Jeff, is because what really is disgusting is, you know, these people that are protesting and doing everything about cops, police officers, I'm sorry, they are the same people that will go and protect those people that are talking negatively or protesting against them. And I think that that's really what's being missed in all of this. Those guys that wear blue are protecting everybody. And we see these few incidents that happen and people want to just destroy everything. And they're the same people that are going to go out there and protect you. So don't be so quick to want to hate a guy that's out there in blue. Anyways, keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. On the other side, Shane Koenig. We're going to hook up with him. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Trying to find ways to cut down on cooling costs during the summer can be a real challenge. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and I'll share an idea or two to tastefully lower the energy bill right after this. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, deck footing, or even a backyard swing set, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag. When the temperatures are soaring outside, the last thing you need to do is add even more fire to the furnace. Try this. Eliminate the hot stove this season as much as possible. While you may not be able to do this every night, even two or three times a week will make a big difference. Instead of using the stove or oven, plan meals that don't require cooking. Salads and sandwiches are a great idea. For simply heating, use the microwave. Summer is also a great time to plan a backyard barbecue, even if the only guests are you and your immediate family. By removing the heat generated by cooking indoors, you will lower the need for the air conditioning to compensate for the rise in temperature. Less air conditioning equals lower cooling bills, and that's something we can really sink our teeth into. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
One thing I do want to do, America, a shout out to the men in uniforms that protect and serve this country from sea to shining sea, from one white boy to all nationalities. We got to stand together, people.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Brock Lesnar kind of going along with what we're saying, man. It's pretty insane out there right now, to be honest with you. Shouldn't have to look over your back every single place you go and have no idea what could happen at the local Walmart or, for that matter, the local movie theater or whatever, man. It's It's scary when you think about it. It really is. But we're going to move on, and we're going to continue talking sports because that's what we really enjoy doing here. And we're going to hook up with Shane Koenig, our NBA, football, you name it, our insider that joins us each and every week on the program. Shane, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm good, guys. Good morning to you.
I do want to kind of talk to you a little bit about, I don't know, maybe basketball and some football stuff, but let's start in basketball because I haven't had an opportunity to speak with you since a few major pieces have fallen in the NBA, and obviously the biggest piece, Kevin Durant going to the Golden State Warriors, and we spoke about this. We said it's either going to be Oklahoma City or it's going to be Golden State, and you know, I think we were all kind of hoping it would have stayed Oklahoma City because I think we're all in the same situation where we like to see the power be a little bit more balanced and more teams in the race or the hunt to win a championship. But with that being said, I'm not a hater, and I can appreciate the body of work that Kevin Durant did for the Oklahoma City for 9 years and say, you know what? He did what he was supposed to do. He's a free agent now. He gave his heart and soul there for 9 years. Couldn't get it done. Now he's going to move on because he wants to win championships and he wants what I like to call greatness. How do you feel about Kevin Durant making the move that he made?
I think it was definitely a move that he is allowed to make, that he's earned the right to make. I think it definitely makes Golden State the favorite again next year, just like they've been the favorite last year. And I don't know if they were the favorite going into the year before because they kind of surprised some people. But, you know, they won the championship 2 years ago. We're in it all the way through until the end this year or last year, and then they're going to be in it this year. I think that Jeff and I talked about it last week. The interesting part is starting lineup is much improved, but the bench and the depth thing that kept Steph Curry on the bench and Klay Thompson sitting and kept them fresh, and eventually they did get worn down near the end, but they were fresh throughout the year, was their depth, and they've lost a lot of that because they had to pay Kevin Durant.
Speaking of losses, there's a couple subtractions from the San Antonio Spurs, who were one of those teams that we thought could threaten Golden State. They didn't get to play them in the playoffs, but you subtract Tim Duncan, and what a great career he's had. I can't believe we haven't gotten into that.
That's true.
You subtract David West, you add Gasol. Are the Spurs still in the conversation in the West?
Let me just say something real quick. I think the reason why we haven't discussed Tim Duncan is because Tim Duncan went out as quietly as possible, like in the middle of the night. And to be honest with you, I kind of knew that that's the way that he was going to handle this. And in a way, it takes away from how great he was, to be honest, because he showed us what greatness was too throughout his career, and he should have been honored for it a lot more than he was. So go ahead. Sorry, Shane, but I wanted to get that in there.
Oh, yeah, no problem. First question you asked was about the Spurs. I think the Spurs are doing and adding pieces. They even lost some depth themselves with losing a backup center, losing a backup power forward. They did re-sign Ginobili. They'll have their starting lineup in there. They'll still have Patty Mills. So they still have some good depth there. But they lost some big men, but they added a really good, strong power forward / center to go with Marcus Aldridge. So I feel like they saw that the NBA and the top of the West were moving to small lineups, and they weren't going to be able to add enough quality pieces to be able to compete with a starting lineup of the Golden State Warriors. So I feel like they went the opposite way, and they want to be able to get into the playoffs and play that grinding NBA old school style where they're going to run a high-low set with two big men that are both good shooters and good passers, and they're going to try to slow the game down and get shots off with 5 seconds left on the shot clock. So I think that they probably took a half step back, but the style of play that they're committing to could be one that could make it difficult for a Golden State.
What about Tim Duncan? Anything to say about the career of one of the great all-time greats?
Absolutely. I mean, growing up my whole life, my best friend has been a Spurs fan, and I am one of the very few Utah Jazz fans. And I've always heard about, you know, I mean, even his career starting, talk about the breaks of the NBA draft, the San Antonio Spurs make the playoffs, and then everybody, the next year, everybody on their team is injured, and their leading scorer is a Dominique Wilkins that comes out of retirement to play for them, and they're the worst team in the NBA, and they get the first pick, and they get Tim Duncan, and they're immediately a title contender. And him playing for one team, and that quiet, fundamentally sound basketball that he plays, he's one of my favorites, maybe of all time. I've always been a fan of the power players in the NBA, and the fact that he could do it against anybody at any time throughout his career was an accomplishment, and how he could win. He won titles, and they weren't all bunched together. He did that with different casts, with different styles, with new players, with Kawhi Leonard coming in. They always seemed to work with him, and he always made it work for his teammates as well.
Do you think that, like I said, when Jeff brought that obviously to our attention, because it literally slipped by like under the radar, do you think that Tim Duncan, I mean, obviously this was his choice, okay? We all know that. And I respect people's decisions on how they go out and handle themselves, and I get it. He's very classy, okay? But I feel like he's one of those guys that deserved a little bit of praise, and he's not going to get it because of the way that he decided to announce his retirement. Is that unfair for him to do what he did for the fans in a way?
I guess you could say it is unfair, but I think that Tim Duncan is the – if you're a normal just like, hey, I kind of watch the NBA every once in a while, you know Kobe, you know LeBron. You may know during Duncan's time Kevin Garnett, because they're flashy. They have the commercials. If you're a casual fan, Tim Duncan was never your cup of tea. If you watch the NBA on a regular basis or even your playoff time, you really understood the greatness of Tim Duncan and his announcement and his just like taking a step back. I think that almost appeals to that audience. You know, he wasn't trying to say, hey, here I am now that I'm retired. Let's have a big celebration. And I feel like the people that know those other names would have been like, oh yeah, Tim Duncan, I kind of remember him, even though he won just as many titles as anybody during his time.
Andy's maybe the best power forward of all time. Like crazy that we're speaking about him in this way. That's all I'm saying. And I think that he, again, this is how he wanted it. I understand that, but I almost feel like he didn't do himself justice and get the praise that he deserved from the fans. If that's what I'm really trying to say.
I think he definitely deserves the praise, but I like you said, he would just do that for the fans. And I don't think he always did everything his way to win the titles and to be everybody that plays with him. Everybody that has come out in the media afterwards said he's the best teammate they've ever had. And yeah. I think that's what it was, is that he didn't want to draw attention to people that, you know, now that he's gone from the game and he's not playing, he didn't want to draw attention to the current team and talk about him leaving. He just wanted to take a step back and say, you guys do you. You got a new team. You know, it's my time 19 years later or 20 years later to take a step back. I agree with you. I think he should get more pub. I think he should be more celebrated. I mean, the argument of who had a better career, Kobe or Duncan, is a fascinating one for their time and eras.
Yeah, no, that is a very interesting one. But anyways, I mean, look, we all know, we love, and we appreciate what Tim Duncan brought to the game, outside of the game. He's a true class act. And look, I just feel like I almost feel a little bit cheated in the sense of I wish he would have given us all the year to kind of really, really appreciate what he has brought to the NBA for so, so long. And look, he didn't want to do it that way. Maybe the Kobe thing had a little bit to do with it, because it was kind of like Kobe's year in that sense. But I don't know. Or maybe Tim Duncan really was thinking, you know, if we win another championship, maybe I'd like to come back. If we win a championship, maybe that's a great way to go out. Or if we lose, then you know what? Maybe that's okay for me to go out that way as well. It's not the – it wouldn't be going out in the limelight like Peyton Manning. But you know what? He went out on his terms, and I think that there's something to be said for that. And, again, I think that the fans may be a little bit cheated in this one, but ultimately he did what he wanted to do, how he wanted to do it, and the guy was one of the best to ever play the game.
I really appreciate the way that he circumvented the ceremony, even up until what was probably going to be his last game. And he probably knew it at the moment when they were being eliminated by Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
You know, the Three Stooges, I think it was Van Gundy mentioned that, you know, Popovich should pull Duncan out of the game, let him get his applause, let him do this and that. But that's just not how Tim Duncan operated. And you really think about it, he's a Ray Allen three-pointer and some made free throws away from being 6-0 in the NBA Finals, just like Michael.
Yeah. Pretty impressive, man. And speaking of that, hey, let me ask you this before we get out of here. D. Wade leaving Miami, going to Chicago. Pat Riley talking a little bit about how, you know, he's broken up about it. But obviously the relationship dwindled there toward the end when you're paying other guys all kinds of money and not thinking about D. Wade, a guy that's won you a couple championships. I kind of understand D-Way's dismay here.
I think I understand both sides of it. You know, Dwayne Wade, from, you know, all understanding without everybody coming out, where there was an under-the-table gentleman's agreement that you take a little bit less now to get Bosch signed and to get Hassan Whiteside, we're going to get him in there, and then we'll pay you. And then they kind of backed out on that. But I understand Riley as well. I actually think Pat Riley fully expects that Chris Bosh will not play. And he is looking at a full rebuild. He's looking at re-signing a Tyler Johnson. He's drafted young talent in Justice Winslow. He re-signed young talent in Hassan Whiteside. He let Luol Deng walk. He's trying to get younger with also a Chris Bosh anchoring the veteran side of that. And he was more than happy to bring Dwayne Wade in at the right price for him to be able to do that rebuild. But he wasn't able to commit 4 or 5 years to that because he knows that Dwayne Wade anchoring a team built with youngsters isn't going to get him anywhere, where if he can remain near the bottom of the East or near the end of the East, he can get some more draft picks in there and then re-sign another player next year.
Great stuff, Shane, as always. We're up against it. I hear the music. Can't wait to talk to you next week, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Shane Koenig, our NBA all-around insider, to be honest with you, on the program. Appreciate him taking time out. We'll be right back. One final segment on the program today. Keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Money tight, nothing free.
Rebound taken by Iguodala. Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala. Up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James.
Caught in the crossfire. Stranded. Caught in the crossfire.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Norfolk Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Shane Koenig for joining us this hour and doing a great job, as he always does. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. And obviously, we love thoughts and opinions, and they're encouraged and welcomed. At this point, though, we're going to leave you with our parting shots. And like I said, looks like Henrik Stenson will get his first major championship. A couple holes left, or a few holes left, and he has a two-shot lead. So if we don't have a Vandeveld here, we probably are going to have another first-time winner on the PGA Tour. Jeff, it's parting shot time, man. Go ahead.
Little bit of a grab bag today. First of all, rest in peace, Nate Thurman, the NBA Hall of Famer from the Warriors, Bulls, and Cavaliers, dead at 74. Welcome to Cleveland. He's going to get a shot to coach the wide receivers in training camp for Hugh Jackson. That's one Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson. So welcome. And other than that, just a plea for peace as we pick up the pieces once again in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
You and I are on the same page, man. I don't know if you happen to see the Milwaukee movement. I'm from the great state of Wisconsin and obviously grew up in Milwaukee, and the Milwaukee movement is something that's pretty damn cool, if you ask me. You got people just going around, shaking people's hand, telling them how much they love them and appreciate them, and just about being together and stopping all this divide that we have going on. You know what? We're either going to learn to live together, or we're all going to die alone. So let's get along. For Jeff, for Scott, for Shane, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorfman Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorfman Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.